A lot of the water that Wyomingites drink comes from the same source, the Casper Aquifer. In many areas, the aquifer is deep underground, but in some areas like the one east of Laramie in the southeast corner of the state, it surfaces. And those areas can be the source of major controversy. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel explains.
The Casper Aquifer supplies all of the city of Laramie's drinking water. It's located to the east of the city and even runs under a good part of it.
All right, so now we're now coming up. Those layers are coming up underneath us.
That's Byrne Hinckley. He's a hydrogeologist in Laramie who's done a lot of research on the Casper Aquifer formation. He took me out to show me just how much of the aquifer is under the town. And it was kind of shocking. In the Wendy's parking lot in the middle of town, he showed me an area where the aquifer is just under our feet.
The sound of digging away at the Satanka shale in its frozen condition, but you can still see how fine-grained it is.
The protective rock layer over the aquifer, the Satanka shale, bursts out of the ground under all the roads and streets zigzagging past us. But that rock gets thinner as you head down the main drag and out of town towards the interstate. It's not long before you hit what's called the Aquifer Protection Overlay Zone, or APOZ.
So this is this deck of cards that's just stacked up like this, and they're coming to the surface here where we can see them. If you were to put something on the ground here or in this valley, it would soak immediately into these very soft sandstones.
That soft sandstone is incredibly absorbent, which means the aquifer soaks up anything liquid, whether it's rain or even chemicals like gasoline. Now, I've always pictured an aquifer as a big lake under the ground, but that's only half right. An aquifer is an area of rock with lots of pores or spaces. Water, or any other liquid, soaks in and collects there. It can then be sucked out by a well, which means that chemicals can easily get into the drinking water. That's why a lot of activities are limited on the protection zone. The aquifer is only 75 feet or less from the surface, so only certain kinds of businesses can be built here, and they have to follow strict regulations. But the Tumbleweed gas station is a unique case. The Tumbleweed was built before the protection zone was established. It was allowed to remain in business under the condition that it didn't expand. But it recently changed ownership. Manjeet Pander, the new owner of the Tumbleweed gas station, isn't happy with the way the Environmental Advisory Committee designated the Aquifer Protection Overlay Zone in 2002.
You know, I don't know if they were not educated enough. I have no idea why they did it. If you're going to choose an APOS, why they chose a spot, there is a gas station already. I mean, EPA says no gas station, but then they say, nope, that's where we got to draw the water from.
Pander says he takes his business's location on the APOS very seriously, and he feels he's taken a lot of steps to minimize the possible impact of the station.
I'm a human being. I like people being environmental friendly, you know, and I am environmental friendly. And that's the reason I bought the station. Instead of running it, we decided to put $500,000 into it and, you know, make sure that it's safe. I wanted to make sure that what we bought, it's okay.
If the gas tank leaks or the dry cleaner has an accident, it would go straight into the ground, straight into the aquifer.
That's hydrogeologist Hinckley again. He says this is why it's important that these types of businesses aren't built here. He's participated in the Albany County Clean Water Advocates fighting for these protections for years. Now he's working on another effort, the Pilot Hill Project, to protect the aquifer by turning the whole mountainside into a state park. The idea is to protect the area from any future construction. But recently, Albany County commissioners rezoned some land known as the Sweckard property next to the Tumbleweed gas station, and that's causing community members to start protesting all over again. According to Hinckley, the historically drawn boundary of the zone and the actual area where there's sufficient protection over the aquifer don't agree in a few places. He says some places don't have enough protection, but still aren't included in the historically drawn-out boundary found on maps. The Sweckard property is one of those places.
Since 1998, we have learned a lot more about the aquifer, and geologists like myself point out that the line that captures the 75-feet criteria is actually probably 60% of the way across this piece. It's a question of whether it's just this little corner where that car's going by versus 60%.
There are currently no plans for what will be built on the property, but it is for sale. Vi Motes lives next to the Tumbleweed and the Sweckard property. She understands that the gas station is grandfathered in.
I don't mind the gas station there as long as they're following all the laws.
But she's not so sure about allowing new businesses on the aquifer.
I guess the main thing is that we are so concerned that everyone who lives out there I hope that they really are truly, truly aware of how serious it is to not protect what is there, not just for now, but for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren.
Albany County commissioners have been getting a lot of pushback after changing the zoning to allow commercial development on the Swekard property. They say they expect the issue will go to district court. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.